Listening. Now look at the instructions for part one. You will hear five short conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. There is one question for each conversation. For questions 1 to 5, put a tick under the right answer. 1. What must the man turn off?
Let's go or we'll be late. Did you turn off the lights upstairs?
Yes, but wait a minute. I can hear the radio in the kitchen.
Oh dear, that's the television. I was watching the news. Can you go and turn it off and I'll start the car?
OK.
Now listen again.
Let's go or we'll be late. Did you turn off the lights upstairs?
Yes, but wait a minute. I can hear the radio in the kitchen.
Oh dear, that's the television. I was watching the news. Can you go and turn it off and I'll start the car?
OK.
Two. Where's the girl's pen?
Where's my blue pen? I'm sure I put it in my bag.
Oh, sorry. I used it to do my homework and I left it on the table in the kitchen.
I can't see it.
Oh, I know. It's by the phone. I used it again to take a message and forgot to put it back in your bag. I'll get it for you.
Now listen again.
Where's my blue pen? I'm sure I put it in my bag.
Oh, sorry. I used it to do my homework and I left it on the table in the kitchen.
I can't see it.
Oh, I know. It's by the phone. I used it again to take a message and forgot to put it back in your bag. I'll get it for you.
Three. What will the boy do this evening?
Are you going to practice your guitar with your friends here this evening?
Matthew's playing in a football match tonight, so we're going to do it tomorrow.
Will you wash the car for me then? It's very dirty.
Sorry, Mum. I'm going to go and watch Matthew play. I'll do the car for you at the weekend.
Now listen again.
Are you going to practice your guitar with your friends here this evening?
Matthew's playing in a football match tonight, so we're going to do it tomorrow.
Will you wash the car for me then? It's very dirty.
Sorry, Mum. I'm going to go and watch Matthew play. I'll do the car for you at the weekend.
Four. What animals did they see on their holiday?
Did you see any monkeys when you were on holiday in Kenya?
Lots of them, but we weren't so lucky with the lions.
Oh, that's a pity. What about elephants?
Not this time. But we're going back next year, so maybe we'll see some elephants then.
Now listen again.
Did you see any monkeys when you were on holiday in Kenya?
Lots of them, but we weren't so lucky with the lions.
Oh, that's a pity. What about elephants?
Not this time. But we're going back next year, so maybe we'll see some elephants then.
Five. What does the man want to buy?
Do you think this sweater will look nice with my jacket?
The colour isn't quite right. What about that lovely blue shirt over there?
It is nice, but I've got lots of shirts already. I need something warm to wear under my jacket.
Well, let's look in another shop then.
Now listen again.
Do you think this sweater will look nice with my jacket?
The colour isn't quite right. What about that lovely blue shirt over there?
It is nice, but I've got lots of shirts already. I need something warm to wear under my jacket.
Well, let's look in another shop then.
This is the end of part one. Now look at part two. You will hear André telling a friend about his tennis lessons. Listen and complete questions. You will hear the conversation twice.
Did you win your match last night, André?
Yes. I'm much better since I started having tennis lessons with my new teacher, Paul.
How often do you have lessons?
Every Wednesday, because the only other day he teaches is Friday, and I can't go then. You like tennis? Why don't you come too?
How much are the lessons? That's the first question my parents will ask.
I give Paul £12, and he teaches me for an hour. It's not expensive.
No. Maria pays £18 an hour.
But she goes to the tennis club. Paul works at the tennis courts in Gerrard Street.
How do you spell that?
G-E-R-A-L-D.
OK. And what time's your lesson? Can I come and meet Paul next time?
Yes. I start at 6:15 and play until 7:15. You can come at the same time.
OK. What should I wear?
You don't need to wear a tennis dress. Shorts and a T-shirt will be fine.
All right. See you then.
Now listen again.
Did you win your match last night, André?
Yes. I'm much better since I started having tennis lessons with my new teacher, Paul.
How often do you have lessons?
Every Wednesday, because the only other day he teaches is Friday, and I can't go then. You like tennis? Why don't you come too?
How much are the lessons? That's the first question my parents will ask.
I give Paul £12, and he teaches me for an hour. It's not expensive.
No. Maria pays £18 an hour.
But she goes to the tennis club. Paul works at the tennis courts in Gerrard Street.
How do you spell that?
G-E-R-A-L-D.
OK. And what time's your lesson? Can I come and meet Paul next time?
Yes. I start at 6:15 and play until 7:15. You can come at the same time.
OK. What should I wear?
You don't need to wear a tennis dress. Shorts and a T-shirt will be fine.
All right. See you then.
This is the end of part two.